Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Happy Veterans Day. I'm your host, John Solomon, joining you from Washington, D.C., as always, in honor of this holiday celebrating the millions of brave men and women who have served in our armed forces. Just the News and Real America's Voice is teaming up with the extraordinary folks at Tunnel to Towers Foundation to air this special report on the pressing needs of America's veterans community, especially those veterans who find themselves homeless and on the streets these days. Over the course of the next hour, we're going to be discussing the personal stories of veterans and the many extraordinary and often quiet successes of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation since its inception in 2002. Now, before we kick off our conversation with our partner and good friend Frank Siller, I want to brief you on the impact that Tunnel to Towers Foundation is having for our nation's soldiers, our veterans, and for our first responders. Over the last 2 decades, get a load of this, the foundation has raised more than $500 million to support our nation's heroes and their families. With this money, Frank Siller and his team has done extraordinary things, such as provide more than 1,000 mortgage-free homes to those who have lost a loved one or to find them who find themselves in financial hardship. One thing that I personally love about the foundation is that they care more than just about your generous financial giving. The New York-based organization has seen at least 500,000 participants joined their more than 80 events. 500,000 people have gone to one of these events, whether it's a national run, a walk, a stair climb, or a concert. Moreover, Tunnel to Towers leadership ensures that nobody forgets about the tragedy on the morning of 9/11. Its September 11th Never Forget Mobile exhibit is a tribute and a reminder to all those who lost their lives on that fateful day, including the first responders. By the way, one of those who made that ultimate sacrifice, Frank's own brother, Stephen Siller. As of today, and with great thanks to many of you, Tunnels to Towers has been able to educate nearly 1 million people through its mobile 9/11 exhibit and other educational programs like it. And just recently, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation just celebrated the grand opening of their Houston Veterans Village with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the newly renovated facility, which will house and service more than 100 of our brave veterans. This organization is one that can be trusted, as they promise 95 cents of every dollar they raise goes directly to their programs that benefit Gold Star families, homeless veterans, and so many other great Americans who dedicated their life to freedom, sacrifice, and service. I simply implore everyone tonight, whether it be throughout this hour or right now, at this very moment, go make a charitable donation. It can be in any dollar amount, and it's easy as going online. All you got to go is go to www.t2t.org. Once again, you can make an impact by going to www.t2t.org. You can make a one-time donation or join me in making the $11 monthly contribution. It's something I look forward to doing. It makes a big difference. All right, now that we've got started here, let's get and turn to our good friend. Frank Siller is an extraordinary philanthropist. He's actually an ingenious problem solver. So many of the problems that first responders, families, soldiers, families, veterans have encountered, Frank has been at the center of the solutions for them. And we're so lucky to be welcoming continuing here to this special tonight. Frank, great to have you back on the show.
John, thank you so much. Just listening to you speak, you know, and I hope people, your viewers, are realizing the work that we're doing is just so important, you know, taking care of our great veterans. You know, of course, I know Veterans Day is right here. And, you know, every year it's, you know, we come here, we celebrate, you know, say thank you to our veterans. But, you know, I think Tunnel to Towers Foundation, we try to take a proactive way of saying thank you. And what better way than to take care of our homeless veterans? You know, we had a great rollout of our new center in Houston.
Right.
You said it'll house over 100 homeless veterans, but we're doing that all over the country. You know, this year alone, John, this year alone, I'm so proud of this, that we have housed over 3,000 homeless veterans. And we didn't just house them. We also made sure that they're getting all the comprehensive services that they need, because a lot of them don't know how to assimilate back into society. And we're going to help them, you know, get on with their lives and move on with their lives and to get in a better place. You know, we don't just want to give them the comfort of a home or the hope. Yeah, hope is so important, but we also want to give them, you know, a way back to society. And that's our promise that we're making this year.
The holistic approach is so important to making sure that they stay on their feet once they get into that housing. And that's such a brilliant way of doing it. We were together a couple of years ago. I think it was at one of your events in New York, and you told me about this vision. It's a reality now. I think a lot of people watching today say, oh, how big is the problem with homelessness and veterans? I'm shocked by the numbers. What's your estimate of how many of our brave men and women who formerly served in our services are now homeless?
Well, right now, our U.S. government says there's about 40,000. But that hasn't been, the information is not updated since COVID. So we know there's a lot more than that. And we estimate there's at least 50,000 homeless vets across America, you know. And, you know, we see it in Houston, we see it in California, where we're, you know, you see all those tents out by VA center there. It's incredible, you know, and we're involved right now helping get 3,000 homeless vets just in the L.A. area in itself. So we're taking on a tremendous undertaking, because it is more than just finding them a home. Like I said before, it's also getting the comprehensive services that they need. We have a national case management program where we work with the VA and other organizations where we hear about a homeless vet, and it could be anywhere in America, and we have the ability to put them into a home. And that's how we did 3,000 this year. But we bought hotels all across America. A lot of land is being donated to us. We're building these comfort homes. So not only are we renovating hotels into apartments for these great heroes, but we're also building 500 square foot comfort homes that they have their own bedroom, their own bathroom, their own, you can watch a television and make something for themselves to eat. They have their own space. And yet they are in a community with other veterans, because we feel like it's important to be around other veterans who serve. They can relate to each other and hopefully get better and help each other put themselves on a great road of recovery.
Yeah, so important, the camaraderie and the shared experience that they already have, that many of us, I didn't get a chance to serve, we don't understand it the way they do. I want to talk about some of the other great missions that your foundation is fighting every day and accomplishing. But before I do that, for those who might be for the first time hearing about Tunnel to Towers, and I hope that's not, but if it is the first time, could you tell us one more time? I know I ask you every time, but it's such a compelling story. What happened on 9/11 to you, your family, and your extraordinary brother, Stephen?
Yeah, well, I love talking about my brother. He's my hero. On September 11, 2001, my brother, Stephen, New York City firefighter, just finished his night tour in Squad 1 in Brooklyn, which is close to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. And he was on his way home to play golf with me, my brother, George, my brother, Russ. You know, the four brothers were going to play again, but he had a call to duty. He heard on his radio scanner that the towers were hit. He turned his truck around and went back, got his fire gear, drove to the mouth of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. It's closed for security reasons. So what do these great heroes do? What do firefighters do? What do police officers do? What do our veterans do? They run towards danger. So it was closed. He strapped the 60 pounds of gear on his back. He ran through that tunnel, which is nearly 2 miles long, up West Street. And we believe he went into the South Tower. He was never recovered, but other guys that he worked with in Squad 1 were recovered there. So you'd want to fight this in recovery, this great fire, with the people you train with every day. So we believe he was in the South Tower. And so while saving others, he gave up his life. And hence with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, because he ran through the tunnel to the towers. And you said, John, you want to talk about other work that we're doing, and we're so proud. So this, so you know, we just gave away 50 mortgage-free homes.
That's amazing.
Today, as we're speaking, right?
Amazing.
50 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families who lost their mother or their father serving our country, who left young families behind. To fallen first responders who died in the line of duty, protecting us, you know, whether police officers or firefighters, could be CIA, could be FBI, could be Border Patrol, anyone that's putting their life on the line to protect us, you die in the line of duty, and you leave a young family behind. Our promises, the Tunnel to Towers promises, that we're going to pay you off the mortgage. We're going to make sure your family has a mortgage-free home so they can stay in the home where you're making all your dreams together. And then so we're proud of doing that. 50 homes today, because we want people to know, albeit we made a promise now to eradicate homelessness amongst our veterans, we're not going to stop what we've been doing for decades, taking care of these great heroes and the families left behind, and first responders and Gold Star families. So we're proud of the work we're doing, but it is so much. The undertaking is tremendous, but I have such faith in America. We have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who donate $11 a month. You said it on your lead-in, John. Go to t2t.org, $11 a month. Fire department says many hands makes light work. If we all come together, we could take care of all these homeless veterans, every Gold Star widow that had a young family left behind, every fallen first responder that died in the line of duty that has a young family left behind, or if you're giving your body up for your country or your community and we want to build you a mortgage-free smart home, we could do that with the $11 a month. It's powerful. It's not a lot of money. You could do more. We have Home Depot. We have General Motors. We have American Express that just came on board for our rollout for the homeless veteran program. We're asking Fortune 500 companies, come on. You guys have so much success. You have it because a military puts their life on the line for
That's
us
right.
and gives us this life that we have here in America. So why can't we all get together and make a promise that we're going to take to the families that are left behind? Or if you're a homeless veteran, you went to protect us, you put your life on the line, we're going to make sure you get back on the road of recovery.
It is an amazing thing you've done, Frank. And, you know, a lot of people after the tragedy your family endured might have just rolled up in a ball and sunk in. But you just turned that tragedy into such extraordinary help to so many Americans. I meet people all the time that have been touched in one way or another by your program. I think a lot of people think, well, the wars are over. We don't have the need. The need is still there. There are so many people injured. When you look out now, not just the homelessness, but also those who are dealing with the long-lasting wounds of war, what are some of the most important things that still need to be accomplished on a daily basis that you and your team are fulfilling?
Well, first of all, the 50,000 plus homeless veterans, it's a bigger undertaking.
Yeah.
You can imagine what a hotel costs and what it takes to renovate it and the cost that goes into that. I will tell you that we get it done for about 1/7 of the price that the government can do it, because we know how to do things at a very in an economical way. That's why we move faster and we save a lot of money so that we could help more veterans. But look, we right now have over 100 catastrophically injured service members that we've either broken ground or building their house right now. And we have another 100 that are waiting, you know, and first responders for these smart homes. So in each one of these homes, you can imagine if you buy the property, you know what cost the property is today.
Right.
Each home is, you know, about 2,400 square feet or whatever. They have to have a certain space in there, turn around there. They're in their wheelchair all the time. You can't put them in a cramped space. And besides the fact they deserve a beautiful home, they gave their bodies for us. They deserve a beautiful home. So there's so many more of these great heroes. We just did one for a Vietnam vet. Now, we don't do a lot for Vietnam vets because, you know, we started after 9/11. But my God, there's still so many of them out there. And we try to give at least a couple of them every single year, a smart home for a Vietnam veteran. You know, the double amputees and worse injuries besides. So, and then, you know, like I said before, the promise that we made about every police officer or first responder in America that gives their life for us, that leaves a young family behind. There's over 200 police officers that die every year. Many of them have young families. There's firefighters. We just lost two firefighters in Newark, New Jersey,
right,
a very short while ago. Each of them had families. You know, there are so many people that keep on making the ultimate sacrifice. So we'll always, always have a tremendous list of people to take care of. So it never lets up. And that's why, once again, the $11 a month enables us at the Tunnel to Towers. And once again, it's T2T.org. That $11 a month, I can budget and say, okay, we could take care of, you know, we did over 200 mortgage-free homes this year, and 200 last year, and 200 year before, and 200 year before that, and so on and so forth.
It's amazing.
Because I know a certain amount of money comes on. But now we're also doing these homeless veterans, and it's a big item. But I have no doubt that we're gonna raise the money, because it is necessary and it's right, and we better do it as Americans. We better do it. If they were on the battlefield and they were out there with another Marine or another guy in Army or whatever branch they might have been, they would never leave him on the battlefield. They would never. So when they come back to America, how is it that we as civilians can leave them in the street? On the street. We can't do it. We can't do it. And, you know, we're making that promise that we're going to make sure we eradicate homelessness.
Every time I'm around you, I'm inspired. What you have done, Frank, is truly remarkable. The people that work around you are amazing. The efficiency and speed at which you guys work at is just jaw-dropping. Our men and women in armed services, our first responders, they're in good hands when they touch Tunnels to Towers. And we are so grateful for everything you're doing. Want to wish you a big success in the homeless campaign, because I know that you're going to conquer that. We're going to be back here in a couple of years and tell me how you beat it. But thank you again on this Veterans Day for all that you do, my friend.
John, thank you, and God bless America, and God bless all veterans.
Absolutely. Folks, here, listen, I want you to match me. I want you to go right now. Put $11 down. Go make that commitment. If you can't do that, make a one-time contribution. I'm telling you, Frank makes a difference. His team makes it happen. I've never seen another charity with more passion and more success than what he's done. And as a favor, when you're done donating, do me another favor. Go on your social media account, wherever you put yourself, and just tweet out or put on social posting, T2T.org. Get other people. Get them to know what these guys are doing. It is the best investment you will make on this Veterans Day. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit TNUSA.com/justnews. That's TNUSA.com/justnews. Welcome back, everybody. And of course, happy Veterans Day to all of those who have served our nation so selflessly. Providing quality care to our veterans and is such an important topic. And as you know, today, there are a lot of people getting a home for the first time. Homeless veterans in Houston, about to get 100 of them, about to get a shelter and the care they finally need. If you want to be part of the solution, go to t2t.org. It's really easy. t2t.org. $11 a month, you'll be making a difference. Our next guest, well, he's been making a difference for a very long time in the veterans community. He's the former acting secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs under President Trump, and now he's the president of the National Association for Veteran Rights, a brand new group that just launched. We're going to dig into that in a second. Joining us right now, Mr. Secretary Peter O'Rourke. Mr. Secretary, great to have you on the show, sir.
Thank you, John. Great to be here with you.
I can't wait to talk about your new organization. This is a really big deal. It's made a big splash. But first, I wonder if you can help us set the table. Earlier in the show, we heard the number somewhere between 38,000 and 50,000 veterans are homeless right now. They're in need of our help. Can you give us a flyover what the VA is doing right and where the gaps are that we all need to pitch in to make a difference?
Sure, John. I mean, it's a depressing number that we still have any veterans homeless on the streets or functionally homeless due to economic reasons. I know there are thousands of dedicated people at VA, very concerned and very dedicated to see this go to a functional zero. But there are many barriers and challenges to that, not just trying to match federal programs with state programs and dedicated local charities that are committed to solving this issue. It's a big issue. We've been attacking it for a long time. I'm really encouraged when I see local charities and national charities like Tunnel for Towers really step out and not wait for anybody to make the right move and do what they know is the right thing to do. That's incredibly encouraging.
Yeah, no, it really is. We know from the last 20 years of war and, of course, from all our wars that our veterans have many wounds. Some are visible, some are not visible, but on the inside. You have launched something that I think is such an extraordinary movement, the National Association for Veteran Rights. Tell us what it's doing and how it's a disruptor in the ability to help disabled veterans who need a lot of help.
Yeah, they really do. And you know, on one side, when we really need local charities and folks to step up to help our homeless veterans, we also have a large population of veterans that are out there contributing, you know, trying to get healthier, raising their family, trying to be successful in their jobs. And they really need the respect and frankly, empowerment that we at the National Association for Veteran Rights want to give them. They have a good sense of what they need, what works best for them. And we've seen this in healthcare. We see this in benefits and with compensation, that they can make very good choices for themselves when it comes to getting help with that. And other companies that also want to support veterans in the ways that they do. What we're here to do is to, one, empower veterans and protect their rights, but also to really find a way to make sure that they have good choices amongst companies that are out there. Some, we know, take advantage of veterans. Right. We want to end that. Right. We want to expose that and make sure that they really have what they need.
Yeah, it's such an amazing area of need. I mean, it's surprising. You would think at this point we'd have this covered after all the wars we've been through, all the amazing veterans who have passed through our VA system. But there is a real gap. I hear it all the time. A lot of times you'll hear from veterans, like, I'm still struggling on my disability benefits, or I'm having a hard time getting my company to accommodate me. This is an incredible opportunity. When you look out now over the horizon, there are a lot of things going on in the veterans community. I think there's some frustration. I hear a different type of frustration than I heard during the Trump years. I think people felt in the Trump years some privatization, some innovation was going on. It feels like some of that innovation has been snuffed out. What are the biggest areas that we as Americans can apply pressure to our friends at the VA? Because there are a lot of people there that are trying to help to make things better than maybe what the Biden administration has it set at right now.
Well, we all know, and I think veterans intuitively sense that the VA is a complex, difficult, and very bureaucratic place to work or you know, try to deal with. And so, you know, anything that we can do to help simplify that, and really provide veterans some clarity. You know, veterans don't need to become an expert on how the VA works just to get what they've earned or what they're due based on, you know, their disabilities. And so really that's, I think, where we can really put pressure, whether it's on Congress or it's directly on the VA. Make it easier for our veterans to get what they deserve. Don't try to just do things to make the VA work better, because unfortunately, a lot of times that doesn't make it better for a veteran. Yeah. And they really do need to lean into really looking at our communities and providing, whether it's healthcare or whatever else in those communities, which is the best place for veterans to get there, where they're most comfortable, where their families are around them. Don't make them go other places and in strange places just to try to find the care that they really deserve and have earned.
Yeah, it's such a simple concept, and yet it's struggled for years. I mean, you made tremendous strides in the Trump years in starting to create it, making it easier and more common sense. And I think we got to get back to that. We got a couple minutes left. I want to focus on a topic. We talked about homelessness. That's a very important issue. Another one, according to the 2022 National Suicide Prevention Annual Report, suicide was the 13th leading cause of death among all veterans and second leading cause among veterans under the age of 45, young veterans taking their lives. How big a deal is it, and where are the successes?
Well, those are, again, statistics you hate to hear, right? But I think it is informative for folks, and I hope encourage everybody out there, really pay attention. That number of suicides below the age of 45, I think actually takes people by surprise more often than not. Really, we have to reach out. I mean, I've seen some great programs in the local areas that I've visited and traveled with, some programs that are either run by a county or a city or the nonprofits that have worked together with them. That's where veterans are. That's where we have to reach out to them. It's great to spend billions of dollars at the national level, but these are the folks, these are their neighbors, these are their people they work with. These are the folks that are ultimately gonna solve that issue. And also I'd encourage, I mean, suicide prevention isn't just about stopping the act. We know what contributes to suicide. It's pain. It's you know, lack of access to things. We can solve those problems. We may not be able to catch every suicide before it happens, and unfortunately, I don't think we'll ever get there. But we can do something about those other factors, and we really should.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, sir, you have served your country for a very long time, and in this new role, you're serving it again. I want to thank you for all that you do to make our veterans' lives better. You truly are a hero. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Remember, go to T2T.org. Don't leave this special. Go to T2T.org. Make a difference, one veteran's life at a time.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, America. If you're still reeling from the numbers that Frank gave us at the top of this show, Frank Siller, 50,000 American veterans, people who served our country, fought for our freedom, and they're homeless today. If you want to do something about that, if you say silence and inaction is not an option, go to T2T.org right now. And for $11 a month, you can go make a difference. There are going to be 300 veterans getting new housing this day, today, many more over the next several months. Be a part of that. $11 a month is all it takes. T2T.org. Now, our next guest is somebody that I consider to be an American hero. He is the personification of public service. First, he was a Navy SEAL, deployed 5 times in combat to protect this country. When he got out of the Navy, he created a company that helped veterans all across this country. And today, he's in Congress, a freshman representative, fighting for veterans. He's on the Veteran Affairs Committee. He's not going to tolerate having 50,000 of his brethren and sisters on the streets. You shouldn't either. Joining us right now, Arizona Congressman Eli Crane. Sir, great to have you on the show. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service.
Hey, thanks for having me, John. Always appreciate it.
You have so many fun parts of your story, but I want you to tell, this is one I've never had a chance, and I've been dying for a chance to have this conversation. I remember you being on TV one time, and I remember a company called Bottle Breacher. Tell us a little bit about your time as a small businessman, because this is a really fun story.
Yeah, no, it was a blessing, John. You know, my wife and I started a small business when I had a couple years left in the military. You know, we were making 50 caliber bottle openers. And within, you know, about a year and a half starting the company, we got an opportunity to go on Shark Tank. We went on Shark Tank, got a deal with Mark Cuban and Kevin O'Leary. And one of the greatest things is for me, John, is a lot of veterans get into trouble when they leave the service.
Yep.
And you'd be surprised that a lot of it has to do with they tie their identity to the service and they just feel lost. And Bottle Breacher and entrepreneurship gave me the opportunity to really challenge myself and sink my teeth into something. It also gave me the opportunity to continue the mission, hire veterans, and make my products in the United States. So it gave me that mission that most veterans are hardwired for. And it turned out to be a blessing for my family and I.
Well, it turned out to be a blessing for, what, 280 organizations that I think got donated proceeds from that incredible product. That is a gift that kept giving, and an amazing accomplishment by you, one of many. I want to turn to your current job, because in Congress, you sit on Veteran Affairs Committee. We've heard now two guests at the top of the show tell us about the size and scope of the homeless veterans problem in America. If you told me a few years ago we'd have 38,000, 50,000, whatever the number is, of men and women who served in our armed forces on the streets, unable to get a job, unable to get help, I'd say, that's impossible. We're the greatest country in the world. It is possible. What is wrong? Why can't the VA get this under control?
Well, you know, I think there's a bunch of different reasons for that, John. Obviously, the VA has a monumental task. I think they have some, I do think that they have some good people there, but yep. You also have to understand that, you know, we're looking at a time in our nation's history that's unlike any other time. We've never had the United States, we're coming off a period where we were at war for basically two decades in multiple places, in, you know, primarily in the Middle East. And so therefore we have a bunch of, you know, veterans that are coming out of those wars and they're experiencing the byproduct and the fallout of being at war for two decades. We've never pushed our soldiers that hard and, you know, and our airmen, Marines, sailors, et cetera. And I think you're seeing the, you know, fallout of it. I know the folks at the VA do their, you know, try really hard to make sure that, you know, our folks are taken care of, but it is a monumental task. And we actually had an oversight hearing today. And one of the things that myself and other colleagues were pushing the members of the VA that were there representing the VA on was accountability. What happens to individuals within the VA when they make mistakes on disability claims? Is there accountability whatsoever? And I can tell you the answers were pretty insufficient and very lacking. There didn't seem to be much accountability at all. And my office is going to be following up with some correspondence to try and get some more answers from these folks. But, you know, helping our veterans goes much further than the VA. I think one of the biggest things we have to do, John, is we have to learn from history. We have to learn from the mistakes of the past to make sure that we're not continually getting involved in these forever wars where we're creating more Gold Star families, more disabled veterans, and, you know, just losing our blood and our treasure overseas and in places that most people can't point to on a map. And, you know, I see us, you know, getting right back into making some of the mistakes that I think have created, you know, many of the situations that we're talking about now, some of the shattered lives and veterans living on the streets. And it's one of the reasons that I've never supported the war efforts in Ukraine, though. I don't like to see Ukrainian civilians getting killed. I don't like to see them, you know, being forced to, you know, serve and, you know, get killed by Russians. I don't like to see Russian aggression, but, you know, war should always be a last option. And more importantly than any of that, John, this is why we have to put America and Americans first. This is why that agenda, you know, is so powerful, because Americans in the armed forces and just everyday civilians feel as if they've been forgotten about. They feel like they're not a priority. And that's why that, you know, that's why that this is a message and something I think about every day. whether it's legislatively in committee hearings or just messaging like on your program right now. Am I focused? Is my office focused on America first and putting Americans first? And unfortunately, often up here in Washington, D.C., the American citizen is the last thing on the mind of politicians.
Well, you're changing that culture click by click. There's no doubt about it. We see it in the work you're doing and your other colleagues in the Republican Congress. We got a minute left. I want to ask about this. You talked about the adjustment problems that war veterans often have. I think that's a forgotten part for most people. Most Americans don't understand how difficult a transition from combat back home is. What are some of the things we can do or are doing now to try to ease that transition and make it a successful one?
Yeah, absolutely, John. Well, one of the things that, you know, first and foremost, I'm big on accountability and ownership. Veterans themselves need to understand that don't isolate yourself, okay? Don't isolate yourself. Find a new community. That's on us, okay? We're big on responsibility, ownership in the military. That ownership and accountability should continue into the civilian sector. Don't think that you're just going to go isolate yourself in a cabin somewhere. It's probably not going to go very well. And please, you know, I've been telling veterans this all the time since I got out. Many of us are hardwired for mission. So find a new mission. I don't care if that's, you know, working at a shelter. I don't care if it's working, you know, with animals. I don't care if it's running for office or, you know, being on the city council or the school board. Most of us are hardwired for mission. And when that's taken from us or when we voluntarily leave that behind, many of us are stranded. We feel lost because of, you know, that big part in our heart and soul, that mission that many of us are hardwired for is gone.
You're absolutely right. And you're a living example of what that action looks like. Congressman, it's such an honor. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for all you do for this country. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Remember, T2T.org. That's where you make a difference today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, America, and happy Veterans Day. In June of 2023, Congress passed a bipartisan legislation that was signed by President Biden to increase veterans' compensation to match the cost of living. What a novel idea, particularly in an era of inflation. Our next guest, well, he knows a thing or two about Congress, as well as the great fighting men and women of our armed services. He is the son of a World War II veteran, the father of a Navy SEAL, and he himself is a veteran of our very own U.S. Air Force. In fact, he was a captain in the Air Force before he joined Congress. Joining us right now, Texas Congressman Brian Babin. Sir, great to have you on the show.
Always great to be with you, John, especially with Veterans Day coming up.
Yes,
happy
sir.
To be here.
We are so honored. First, a big thank you for you and your whole family service, father, son, you all serving this great country. Now you're doing it in Congress. I know veterans are important to you. It's a shocking number we heard at the top of the show, 38,000 to 50,000 veterans, people who fought for freedom in this country on the streets without a home. Pretty shocking, isn't it?
Very shocking, very hurtful, and very, very concerning.
Yeah. You are always working to try to find the best opportunity to help our veterans, to support them, to get them in the workforce, to get them a continuing education. This area of homelessness is one that's really bubbling to the front. In Houston, there's going to be this new ribbon cutting today at this new facility that will house 100 veterans just in that great city. Congress, the VA, I know you do a lot of oversight of the VA. Are you satisfied that we have all we need at the VA right now?
No, sir, we are not. I'll tell you, we made a lot of great improvements back during the Trump administration with the ability to be able to fire folks who were incompetent or rude or just weren't up to snuff to the job during the Trump's years. And there were some improvements made, but we have a ways to go. And we're always looking for ways to streamline treatment to help these veterans. I've got close to 50,000 veterans in my district right now. And I'll tell you, there's more veterans serving in Congress now than I've seen in the last 10 years. And it's very, very helpful, I think, to have that that perspective of being a veteran. You got a unique connection with each other, a mindset, similar experiences. You know, we signed up to serve and defend our country. We want to help those that did as well, especially since we are in Congress and have the purse strings that control our Veterans Administration.
Yeah, there's nothing like bringing the experience of the battlefield, the battleship, or the fighter jet to Congress. It just makes people more understanding of the needs and the wants and the hopes of that incredible community. Earlier, you also a champion of border security, and you see this extraordinary dialogue right now where Democrats and many liberals want billions of dollars to house illegal aliens who've crossed into this country illegal, but you hardly ever hear them talk about this homelessness and challenges. How important is it to get this homeless issue in front of everybody and get it solved over the next few years?
It is extremely important. We've got to help the homeless situation. It's out of control in the United States today. We've got to start spending a little bit of some funding on psychological, psychiatric care. I've gotten so many calls from rural sheriffs and medium-sized city sheriffs and police chiefs asking me to. What do we do when we have a homeless veteran that we've got in jail and he needs to be in a hospital, and yet we don't have the beds for him nor the funds to make that happen. And I tell you what, there's nothing better. It's one of the most proud moments when we can honor our veterans in our districts, especially the greatest generation. We don't have that many of them left from World War II. As you said earlier, my father was in the Army in World War II over in the Pacific. And being able to help these elderly folks, helping their families with funeral logistics, getting medals that they may not have had. That's one of my favorite activities, helping these old vets replace or obtain their missing military medals and commendations that they should have gotten, 70 years, 75 years ago.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, I never miss a beat, supporting veterans' bills. To protect their sensitive information, protect them from gun grabs by the hard left, their infringement on their Second Amendment rights, trying to make sure we get their benefits that they're eligible for. You know, we made promises. The federal government made promises to these veterans, and we have to honor those promises. And one of the things you mentioned the homelessness, and you mentioned the border. One of the worst things that I heard, John, I was so disgusted when I heard that, I think it was in New York, it may have been some other place, but it was up there when these illegal aliens were being bussed into these areas, and they literally took homeless veterans out of their shelters, booted them out, and made spaces for illegal aliens to come in. That is totally unacceptable to me, to do that to U.S. citizens who put on wore the uniform to protect our country and give us our constitutional rights, liberties, and freedoms. And so we can never allow that to happen. That was so disgusted. And quite frankly, we need to make sure we get the money, get the funding. We should defund some of these woke policies and programs of the left, radical Democrats that we have, and use those funds to help our veterans. So, that's the least that we can do.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think every head in the audience is nodding right now. We got about 30 seconds left. One of your favorite interactions with veterans, you have a favorite moment where you say, even you're a veteran yourself, but you come across somebody and say, well, I'll never forget that moment.
There's a number of them. But I tell you, just a couple of months ago, I had a World War II veteran who was in the 8th Air Force dropping bombs over the Axis powers in Europe.
Wow.
And I was able to pin medals on him that he should have gotten at that time, talk to his family, talk to his relatives. And a fellow happened to be a Jewish fellow. A lot of friends of his from his synagogue were there. We had a really great visit honoring his service back during World War II, fighting for our freedoms, especially him as a Jewish fella fighting against the Germans at that point in time in our history. And it was really a highlight to be able to do that. Abe Schnitzer was his name, and a great man from Houston, Texas.
What another American hero. And we would be remiss if we didn't honor all the service that you, your son, and your father gave this country as well. You are the epitome of what's all that's good in America and in the armed forces. It's an honor to have you on, sir. Thank you. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Remember, T2T.org. That's where you make a difference today. We'll be right back after these messages.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back, America. You've been hearing about all the great work that the Tunnels to Towers team has done. I want to spend this last few minutes of this special introducing you to one of the great heroes that this organization has helped. Virginia native James Howard was born and raised in a large military family. And in 2002, he followed his father and grandfather's footsteps by joining the U.S. Army. And he quickly rose to the rank of captain. But as often happens in war, tragedy struck this American hero. He was wounded by an IED explosion and an RPG attack while on patrol, but his story has a wonderful twist. Exactly 1 year ago today, Captain Howard and his family received a smart home, and it was completed due to the thankless contributions and hard work of our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and we're very lucky to have that amazing American hero with us right now. Captain Howard, great to have you on the show, sir.
Good to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, we want to thank you for your service, your courage, your heroism. I want to just tell folks a little bit about your story, because you go through multiple challenges and injuries and you overcome all of them. Just walk us through a little bit of the RPG and IED incident and then the later incident as well.
I've served from 2002 to 2010 when I medically retired as a quadriplegic C5 level. Had multiple injuries when I was in. Unfortunately, we were As you mentioned, on foot one time patrol when we were hit by four 155 millimeter IEDs. I was next to another one of my team leaders. And just the concussion alone, just the impact threw us through the air. And unfortunately, caught a lot of shrapnel, which I spent, a lot of time helping him. He had lost his hand. And fortunately, we both lived through it. But I had done some damage to my spinal cord that I found out later. And as you mentioned, we had another firefight we had gotten into where RPG had hit the vehicle, and we were hit by 10 daisy chained IEDs during that one. Fortunately, we took out the threat, and you know, I was able to walk away from some of those incidents. And later on, had another tragic incident where I was doing an endurance swim and caught the shallow portion of the water that I was in. So I was told it didn't take much to kind of finish me off. So it is what it is. I call it a blessing by misfortune, which kind of led me to where I'm at today. Fortunately, I found purpose through starting two nonprofits myself that help veterans and children, and just, you know, kind of moving forward and doing what I can for others. But, you know, my service pales in comparison to most veterans out there, and I'm definitely no hero. I've served with a lot of them, but, you know, just couldn't be more prouder to be a part of this great family that has kind of taken me under their wing and given us this just life-changing gift. I mean, it's absolutely amazing.
It is amazing. And I want to get to your charity because you just keep giving. You keep giving back to this country. It's just amazing. But I want to just pause for a second. Just tell us what it was like when Frank and his team at Tunnels to Towers said, hey, we got a home we want you to see.
So it's a pretty amazing story. Happened to, you know, through my other nonprofit, Veterans and Athletes United, we happened to bring a memorial flag to one of their events. And I happened to pick the same time that Frank was checking into the same hotel that I had chose. It was just kind of all the stars aligned there. And we thought he was a bellman, you know, helping us get my son out of the vehicle and the luggage. And come to find out, he found out more about our story and just offered us a home, which, you know, we absolutely couldn't believe. And, you know, that's just kind of how it all worked out. Now we have a home in which, you know, I don't have any hand function, but I'm able to operate the lights and lock the doors, and it's, you know, fully wheelchair accessible. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. It's just a life-changing gift that we'll always be extremely thankful for the rest of our lives. So
it's such an amazing story. I know Frank so well, and I could just imagine that moment happening because he never misses a moment. He has the eyes of a saint. He finds veterans everywhere, and he's an amazing guy, and you are too. I after all you've been through, after all you've given to this country, as soon as you got back on your feet, you're back in the game trying to help people. Tell us about the two nonprofits, the two charities you started and what they do.
So Veterans and Athletes United, we help through adaptive sports and accessible retreats. We also have a Global War on Terror Memorial, which is 28 feet wide by 6 feet tall American flag designed out of all the dog tags of those who've fallen to kind of bring awareness to the country of our freedom and sacrifice. I also have a nonprofit called Reach Cycles, in which we provide disabled children with specially adapted bikes. And in about 9 years, we've given well over 1,000 bikes to children with numerous different disabilities. And I tell you, just seeing their smiles, it warms your heart and really, you know, has given me purpose. It's helped me more than anything in my life. And it's just amazing to see these children, you know, when they get a first time bike and they've been told they'll never ride again. But, you know, it's just been a privilege to be tied into this Tunnel to Towers family. They do such amazing work, not only for me, but so many other veterans out there. And as you can see, their overhead's under 5%. I mean, so every donated dollar goes directly towards serving veterans, first responders, and Gold Star families. It's just unreal what they do.
Yeah, it is an amazing thing. And you are, I don't disagree with my audience or my guests often, but I'm going to disagree with you on one thing. You truly are an American hero. You're an inspiration because you just keep giving and giving. And, you know, I know the Tunnel to Towers Foundation says, never forget. That's their motto. But you never stop serving. And I think that there's such an inspiration, not only on Veterans Day, but every day. I just want to thank you, Captain, for what you've done and for also sharing your story today.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And please, if you have an opportunity, please give to Tunnel to Towers. Amazing group.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you, sir. And have a happy Veterans Day. We won't be a stranger. We're neighbors in Virginia. We're going to come down and see you at some point. So thank you so much, my friend. All right, folks, what an amazing testimonial. What amazing work. Not only that Tunnel of Towers is doing, but Captain Howard, you see how even in his struggles, he comes back, he helps other people, because that's what our veterans do. And I want to implore everyone, go to t2t.org right now. Make an $11 contribution. It's that easy. Today, 100 veterans are getting a home that they didn't have. They were on the streets. Today, they're not on the streets in Houston. We got to spread that extraordinary experience all across this country until that number, 50,000, becomes zero. And you can be part of the solution. All you got to do, go to t2t.org right now and make that contribution. $11 a month or whatever you can afford. Put it in there. Before we close, I want to salute all those veterans in my family, including my dad, Jack. I cherish him so much. And all those watching tonight, your service to our country will not be forgotten. And if you are struggling with some of the effects of life in combat, if you feel as if you need additional help or just need to talk to someone privately right now, don't wait. Just pick up the phone and dial 988. That's all you got to do, 988, or send a text to 838-255. You'll be put in contact with a support responder. You're appreciated, you're loved, and you are wanted by many. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News podcast network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.